Welcome, everybody. Shir number 967, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I would like to change around the format a little bit, starting today, see how it goes. In conjunction with, we have our questions and answers group. It's actually not so much questions and answers anymore. Over there, we're learning the halachas of benching. We learned the halachas of netil sedaim, which, of course, we went through. We went through some of the halachas of benching on this group. And I would like to work it a little bit from there. What do I mean by that? It's a little bit more of a quicker pace without getting too much into each item. And we'll see how that goes. It's a little bit less tedious because sometimes we explain things a lot and repeat things and different things. We want to try and make it a little bit more, not so much faster, but a little bit more straight to the point type of thing, which is in conjunction with how we're writing in our questions and answers group, Baruch Hashem, which happens to be going very good. And it just makes it easier, I know, for myself, preparing the shiurim and writing the shiurim. So I'm doing it at the same time instead of doing two different inyanim, two different subjects. Of course, Shabbos is separate. Well, Shabbos Yom is a totally separate thing. But instead of writing two different subjects in reference to brachas, which would be right now we're doing amen and benching, we're going to try and stick to one and zoom in on one. Bezras Hashem, we'll get back to the amens. We were in the middle of learning amen, which we learned a lot of those halachas. We learned about brachas and itzricha, bracha levatala. There's still more to go, but of course, Bezras Hashem, we will get back to that. Now, some of the things we'll be saying, we did learn when we learned benching, which was a while back. We learned the halachas of benching a long time ago. Probably about a year and a half ago. So it's definitely a review for those of us who remember it. Those of us who don't, it's brand new. So be it as it may. So we begin. In benching number one, which we wrote, we're numbering them as we put it out on the questions and answers. In writing, we number it. So we'll try and work off those numbers also, even though the number of each share on this group will of course be the same. Okay, so in the benching number one, we start out that one has to be sitting when they're benching. Number one has to be sitting when they're benching. Now these halachas are found in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. Kuf Pei Gimel. You have to be sitting when you're benching. One should not be leaning over. Rather, they should sit up straight with aim of yira, and you know not should be to be leaning on the table. It's not like you know like the seder type of a thing. You have to sit up straight, pay attention, and concentrate on what you are doing. Person should wear preferably a hat, even a jacket. Mishabura brings down, and so on. Okay, that goes obviously for the men. The Sefer Yisrael Halachas brings down Bekesha. Okay, be it as it may, and something. In other words, Beged Elyon is the word. Beged Elyon, an outer item. So that's one halacha. Next halacha is it doesn't make a difference whether the person ate the meal sitting or standing. In other words, if I, for whatever reason, I ate while I'm standing, right? Let's say, be it as it may, I would still have to bench. When I would still have to sit down and bench. I can't, even though I might have eaten the meal standing up for whatever the reason was, when I bench, I would have to sit down. That's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, next we have it. So then it's brought down over there that if one is taka traveling, for whatever reason, one is taka traveling and they are afraid or it's just gonna, they're not gonna have a clear head to bench, right? If I sit down and stop, I'm in the middle of traveling, let's say either walking, driving, whatever. I'm not doing the actual driving, but a person is moving. They're not sitting in one place, let's put it like that. Or they're possibly walking, or they're going. And if the circumstances call for it, that if I stop, I'm just not gonna be able to concentrate. I'm either in a rush or it's a bit of a dangerous place or something like that. So then it's brought down if one is traveling, again, all in the Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. If one is traveling while they're eating, they would be allowed to bench while they're traveling if they're unable to stop due to the various different type of circumstances, depending on what it's all about. Now, and when it comes to, it's also brought down in that same, the question is why we go in this order. These are halachas that are brought down straight down in the same place. In other words, as we present them in the shir, in the voice note, and as we present them in the shir on the writing, in the questions and answers group, and so on, we try and go in conjunction with the sort of like the Sefer Shoyna Halachas, Eitzer Halachas, as we've been doing doing, obviously, for quite a number of years in conjunction with them, a little bit the Piskei Tshuvas. So, but like we said, it's a little bit more of a shorter format. Now, the same halachas would apply for a regular al hamichya. Somebody eats cake cookies also, according to pretty much all most Paiskim anyways, one has to make sure that they are sitting also, not to be standing. And there are Paiskim also will hold by if somebody makes a al haperis on the Shivas Aminim, the same thing also one should be sitting. Now, another thing that we brought down over there, one is not allowed to be doing anything. In other words, one is not allowed to be doing any actions at all, it's brought down very clear, when they're benching, or by any other bracha for that matter. You're not supposed to be doing anything, and including walking, not supposed to be walking around. You have to sit with aim of vira, with awe, sit and concentrate. Even if one started to bench or to make any other bracha for that matter, not just benching, this would apply to all brachas, but if somebody's benching or any other bracha, and they're in the middle of doing something, let's say for whatever the reason was, I started benching and I chat myself, I'm in the middle of doing a certain thing, they have to stop. They have to immediately stop, finish benching, finish the bracha, whatever it is that they are saying. If for whatever reason, obviously, the person's not supposed to start. Bichlal, if they're doing an action, they're doing something. But if you are, let's say a person's walking and they realize, oh, I'm middle of walking, I'm middle of doing something and I started benching, you have to make sure that you have to stop what you're doing, sit down and then continue. It's not going to make you that you'll have to start again from the beginning, but you have to sit down and then continue. And the last thing is that we brought down in benching number one also must be careful not to be walking around, like we said, not just by benching for any bracha at all, and of course to stop and concentrate when doing so, by all brachas included. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha, kol tuv.